It is very narrow.
Yeah, I would disagree with that. I would say the body, I don't like the word church. The ecclesia of Christ is found and right where it is. Man-made religion has created a lost false system. So I know what you're saying. Yeah. Absolutely.
The last 2,000 years since, well, you could go back to Rome.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Rome is really the seed for what you see.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. The evangelicals came out of Rome. The Protestants came out of that. The Baptists came out of that. Yeah. The problem is, Paul said, right when I leave, ravenous wolves are going to come in. Paul warned us it was going to happen. It didn't take long. So we teach people.
What? With gentleness.
What's that?
Humility, gentleness, kindness, you know, within your voice, you can carry it.
What about it?
You can carry the kindness and the gentleness of your salvation.
Okay.
With your message.
Right.
It can be fishermen, right? We don't stone them, we coax
them. Have you seen me stone anyone?
No, but I mean, there's gentleness in voice, I think.
Have you studied the scriptures?
I have.
Did you know that there's nowhere other than John 3:16 where love is used to evangelize? Nowhere else. Hold on. Other than John 3:16. And what is loving? Is it loving to call people out of their sin? That is loving. Was Jesus gentle with the Pharisees? Was Paul gentle with the false teachers?
He called us to walk in a different manner. He was God, right?
We're supposed to imitate Paul and Jesus. We're supposed to, yeah, absolutely. And it's loving to tell the world and my enemies the truth. Just because I lift up my voice doesn't mean it's mean. Jesus made a whip. Was he mean? You may follow a different Jesus, because God doesn't use soft love to proclaim what he says. What happened to the people when they were pricked in their conscience when Peter preached in Acts 2? And Peter just preached love and kindness and gentleness. No. What did Peter say? Repent for the forgiveness of your sins. The Bible says they lifted up their voice everywhere. We don't need to whisper. In fact, Jesus said, in fact, what Jesus said, what you hear now, preach from the rooftops. And that's all I go and do. So I would contest that it's not loving to lift up your voice. I haven't called anyone names. Many people have thanked us. Many people have taken gospel cards. So to come and get a correction that I'm somehow unloving, I don't receive it. Gentleness. Really? Gentleness. Did you see me being rough with anyone? Preaching sin and repentance is not gentle. Yeah, I can't receive that. I'm sorry, sir. I'm gonna test you to the scriptures. The scripture says call for repentance, call to come out of the world, the call to turn, and the warning if you don't is the damnation of God. Now, if you think that's unloving, you have a different scripture. Okay, so then I'm right on path. I'm unloving. Let me tell you what. I can tell by your theology and how you carry yourself, you've got a ways to go in the scriptures. The Bible tells us.
You can judge yourself.
I can't. Absolutely, I'm told to judge. 1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 7 says to judge rightly.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
I believe I can judge rightly.
Yes, yes. And so I can tell by looking at you that you haven't gone deep enough to know that we're to cover our temple in a certain way.
Yes.
Yeah, the Bible teaches that.
Yes.
And the Bible teaches that we're also to cling to the doctrines and the instructions. And so any man of God would know that the call to repentance, the call to come out of the world, is godly and loving. And we don't have to bring softness and marshmallows when we do it. We don't have to. That is loving. Jesus was the most loving person. And he said, stop sinning lest something worse happen to you. He told the woman to stop sinning. After he forgave her, he said, go sin no more. Wow, if I say that, you'd say I'm kind of unloving.
No, I think you need to test yourself. Putting words
in test yourself on my website.
Lifting up Jesus Christ today. It's godly and loving. To tell you of this glorious Savior.